You are listening to 882 6PR. Todd with you. And my guest still, thank goodness, is Carla Thomas, holistic health coach. For those of us that also get pulled in different directions, be it work, play, family, responsibilities come into play. Some people like to volunteer. Other people find that they're too busy to volunteer, but you really do have to make time. How do we say no to those things that aren't allowing us to do what we need to do or do what we want to do? I mean, how do we say no? Is there, because you can't be rude. You've got to be open to suggestion or be seen as a team player.
Yeah, absolutely. But I always think our gut instinct, well, I think we should listen to it. It kind of tells us what we feel. And you know what it's like. If someone asks you to do something or you were meant to be somewhere and you go, and you're not excited about it, that's probably a sign that you shouldn't say yes. Or I think where people feel at fault is it no longer serves you. So perhaps when you said yes to something 2 weeks ago, it looked great in your calendar, but in that time, things have changed, your weeks change, your day change, and you find you no longer have the energy. And if you reflect on it and go, is that person going to be like really disappointed? Can we reschedule? Is it that big a deal? You know, you've got to look way up the situation. Most of the time, it's not. And you can just say, you know, a good friend, I think a family member will understand. You know, I'm really just feeling I need some time to myself. My week's changed a little bit since I said yes. I apologize. Can we reschedule?
But and, I'm just jumping in. I'm just because there's a certain sense of responsibility, a certain sense of expectation. I think it's even demographics. Some people that are older, if they make a commitment, they stick to it by hook or by crook. And yet other people sort of say, no, I've changed my mind. I don't think I will. I think there's a different approach to being busy depending on how old we are.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I think that also depends not on just your age, but your health. Because if you're a bundle of health, you have the energy to be able to wake up earlier in the morning, which definitely means that you'll be able to fit more things into your day. And that's a big one as well. Often we don't have enough hours in the day because we don't create them or we don't feel we have the energy and the health to do that. So I think if you are able to add in a couple more hours into your day, you can generally find that you can make that extra time for yourself, which is a huge help.
Okay.
Well, I'm a fan of like the early morning starts, but that's another whole conversation.
Yeah, okay. Now that's where the wheels fell off for me, Carla, because I'm a nocturnal creature. So if I have to get out of bed a little bit earlier than anticipated, if I miss out on those moments of sleep that I think are important just to rebuild from within, I can float through the day and not necessarily do anything except breathing and eating, because sleep to me is important. But I guess what you're saying is that if you need more hours in the day to get things done, pace yourself, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, obviously it depends on, you know, if you're a nocturnal creature or your shift work and things, and you may need to sleep in a little longer, but you're accounting for the fact that you're going to be up longer at night than maybe someone that's an early riser.
Yes.
But I think we just need to slow down. The amount of hours are not going to change whether you're a Speedy Gonzales or whether you're, you know, at a turtle rate. And I think often we just forget to breathe and remember that. But also, too, as I said, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes in your day, there's a level of satisfaction and reward that comes from knowing you dedicated that to yourself.
Mm.
And those are the little things that help you fill your cup. And that goes back to, as you said, about saying no. You cannot give out to others before you give to yourself.
Sure.
I'm a huge believer in that and taking it away, the word selfish, away from that.
Sure.
So
this is time management, isn't it? This is really time. And also the other thing too is put down your phone, because the half an hour that you spend scrolling through your phone, or some people do it even more so throughout the day, the hour that you spent scrolling through your phone looking for something and you're not quite sure what it is, looking for some magical photograph of a cat, the photograph that you're looking for, that's an hour that you have lost in your day. You'll never get that back. So time management comes into play so specifically, doesn't it? When you're trying to work out what you can and can't do during your day.
Oh, absolutely. And I think when people, if you know, they did a bit of an audit on their days for an entire week, would find there's so many little spaces where they're wasting time or not being productive or focused. And you know, when you want to look for no time, you find no time. When you want to prioritize something and you want to find time, you find the time. So I always say it's perspective, and whatever you choose to focus on as well.
Yeah. What about also COVID? Because it's still within our community. It's not at pandemic levels. But nevertheless, you know, I'll give it a classic example. My wife had an appointment today, which she had to decline on because she felt not well. And she thought, no, I'll play it safe. She did the test. It was negative. But nevertheless, her day and structure for the week for the commitments that she has now been altered. So that's something that comes into play as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think, learning to be able to cope or be a bit more resilient with flexibility and change, I would think that's maybe something people have gotten a little better on with COVID, because you kind of had to. You had to learn to just go with the flow with that. But I always think, again, just putting things in perspective a little bit, because we can plan a week ahead in advance, you know, to a T. But let's face it, generally that week is not going to go exactly to plan. There's always going to be things that come up or that change and go a little longer that, you know, we may not have accounted for or expected. So I think it's also learning to be able to, I say, zig and zag a little bit,
sure,
and adapt to it, and then go, okay, so maybe I couldn't fit that there, or that didn't work. Well, what do I just adjust and make that work, instead of getting so stuck on things needing to look or be a certain way? And then that's generally when that sort of overwhelm or panic and that sense of extreme busyness kind of kicks in.
And also I think communication is important. If you are open and honest about a situation, for example, as you know, my wife was earlier today, look, I just don't feel well, I can't make that appointment. Okay, thank you for letting us know. We appreciate that. I mean, that communication is really important to find your time and your space and use it wisely.
Absolutely. And, you know, I say to a lot of people, we've kind of, almost put ourselves in the category of being robots, as if, like, nothing changes, nothing affects us, and we, you know, things around us in the world or in our home or in the workplace aren't going to affect us at all. But we're human beings. We're not perfect. It doesn't always work. We don't always get it right. And sometimes things don't go to plan. And I think a little bit of empathy and compassion goes a long way.
I tend to agree. Carla Thomas, thank you so much. Thanks for being a part of the show tonight. And the fact that you're in Perth is really cool, because it means we've got your number and we might come back and say hello if that's convenient. Because I like the idea, health coaches on all aspects, to me, it's about holistic. It's about looking at the overall picture. And if we can get the balance right, we have more time for ourselves, we have more time for our friends and family, and it's quality time, not quantity time. And I think that's a really nice little message to deliver. Carla, thank you very much for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Todd. Anytime.
Excellent. Carla Thomas is holistic health coach here in WA, and we'll go back to Carla for sure down the track and get words of wisdom. You're listening to 882 6PR with Todd on the night shift. We'll take a break and we'll come back after this.